Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. A single match for Auburn Tigers fell at Arkansas on Sunday 4-3. And now back at home. And I mean really at home, because the Tigers play at home basically for the rest of this regular season. Joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. And listen, there's no other way to say that was a tough one. You're up 3-1 after losing the doubles point. You're up 3-1 at Arkansas with opportunities to close out the match. And you come back and now deal with it. So I will ask you a question. How do you deal with a match where you're on the road and suffer such a tough loss for the ball club at this point?
You know, it's not X's and O's at this point. You know, so you say, how do we deal with it? Right. This one hurts. This one's tough. But I think ultimately, you know, obviously giving me a little bit of time to think about it, you know, it's we got to watch some video. We got to go back and we got to see really every match from Arkansas. There's a lot to learn from. You know, if we just start in the dubs alone, we were up a break 2-0 on one. We were up a break 3-0 on two, and we were up a break 2-0 on three, and then 4-1 double break. And to lose, you know, at 1-2, it just, you know, it's about finishing at that point, you know, it really is. And then you go through the singles and there's matches that we were successful in, but we didn't close out. And then there were matches that we were unsuccessful in that we didn't close out. And it's, you got to give the guys credit. They're fighting their tails off. But at some point, wanting it too badly is just as detrimental as not wanting it enough. And I think we really need to take a step back and realize, you know, what the greatness of college coaching provides is that we're able to be on the court with them in big, stressful moments. But only if we're able to kind of distance ourselves as players and take a deep breath, listen to what the coaches have to say, think about why you're in a successful opportunity. And then going out there and playing the point or the game based off of the success you've had for the last hour and a half, and not looking at it as I got 4 points to win the match, I got to win this point. It's more about the how and the why rather than the than that actual success of that point.
All right. You look back at that one, and it's a tough one, and now you're back at home for a while. As you mentioned, it's not necessarily what's happening on the court, but maybe in the mind at this point. At least that's how I interpret what you're saying at this point.
Yeah, it is. It is in the mind. You know, obviously, you know, you're put up when you lose that doubles point. You're on even more of an edge in the singles, right? As players, because you know there's very, very little room for error. And yeah, playing at home, you know, we've been really successful. So I'm hopeful, you know, that we get back for these last two weekends and four conference matches against, you know, some of the best in our conference, and hopefully that relaxes the guys, because it's not X's and O's. Like I said, you know, if I go back to this weekend, we're up a set on one, set and 3-0 double break. And then at one point we're down set points in that match. At number three, we're up 3-1, 40-30 with two break points to go up double break in the third. At number five, we're up a set and 5-2 double break to close out the match. At six, we come from behind to give ourselves two match points, team match points to lose. I mean, you almost can't script how many opportunities we had to be successful. And when you put it on paper and you really look at that, it's mind-boggling. But again, I'm hopeful that, you know, coming back, playing at Yarborough, playing in front of our home crowd, you know, helps relax the mind. And in those big pressure moments, we're able to, like I said, distance ourselves and maybe take some energy from the crowd to help us push through. Because, again, we're giving ourselves the most opportunities, you know, that I've seen in a long time. So, yeah, you know, it's a big, big two weekends for us to finish out the regular season.
All right. With all of that said, then how big is the match on Friday against Alabama?
you know, that says enough. You know, everything's thrown out the window. You know that in rivalry matches. We've gone back and forth. We played them earlier this year at Blue Gray, and same thing, had chances to close them out and weren't able to do that in the third set. So, you know, a lot of the matchups I would imagine are going to be probably the same. They've moved a couple guys up. Maybe their four is now playing two. So, you know, like I said, everything's thrown out the window when you're playing Bama, and the emotions that are going to be running through our guys and their guys is going to be, you know, to the extreme. So, it really starts off on Friday. I think we match up very well with them. I think from a double standpoint, we match up very well with them. So we need to use our home court advantage. We need to use our slower courts, that we traditionally are successful on, and really our opponents don't like to come and play it outside at Yarborough. So we need to use all that to our advantage to really help us get over that hurdle of these last 2 weeks.
Coach, I wish you all the best this week. Good to be at home. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.